let's look at assessment. So as usual, our disclaimer, this is not medical advice, and when you talk to people about brain chemistry, it's especially important that you tell them that you're diseducating them, because weaning people off of medications for brain chemistry stuff, depression, anxiety, et cetera, is not only a bad idea because it's not legal within your scope of practice, but it could be dangerous. It's things that you have to move really carefully with. So when they learn stuff, a lot of people want to jump in and say, oh, I'm just going to get off my meds and do this. And they really do need to be careful, wean off of meds slowly, and make sure that they're working with a doctor that can help them to wean off. So really be careful in this area, because it's an area where people, they hate being on psychiatric meds because of the side effects and the way that resistance happens, develops over time, and they have to change them and up the doses, and it can be really a nightmare. And if they feel like you've got some answers for them that to help them to correct underlying dysfunction and disturbances, then they oftentimes want to jump on it rather quickly. Sometimes that works, and other times it can backfire. So be careful with that.
I'm just going to really quickly run through this, because I'm just going to remind you of some of the testing that you can do for neurotransmitters. First of all, it's your surveys, right? Those questionnaires that we give you that ask people about their moods, their cravings, their behaviors, their memory, their focus, their concentration, and then all the substances that relieve their symptoms or substances that aggravate their symptoms. You can test neurotransmitters, and you all know that I'm not a big fan of testing the neurotransmitters themselves, at least as an initial look. There are some people like Dr. Hines and Dr. Kalish who studied Dr. Hines's work, who talk about that it's useless to study the neurotransmitters when you're starting out, but it can be helpful when you know how much you're putting into the system and how much is coming out. So there's particular ways, and I'm still in the process of researching that. Initially, a lot of people I know that neuroscience runs these tests called the neurotransmitter tests, and they come back and they say, oh, you're low in GABA, you're high in this. And a lot of times when those tests come back, they look very different than the clinical picture. Like somebody who came back as really high in GABA in the urine, I saw lots of signs of GABA deficiency in her presentation. And it could be that the reason that there's a lot of GABA being eliminated is because it's not binding, and maybe there are some substances that are blocking it at the receptors, so certain medications or other things, and it's being eliminated. I don't know what the reasons are, but I have not found that those neurotransmitter tests actually line up appropriately with what I think the symptom picture is. And further, I've had people come in that have been to doctors who do these neurotransmitter tests, put them on the protocols as recommended by the lab that does it, which is usually proprietary formulas and this and that, so we really don't know exactly what the blends are. And they come back in and they're not any better. They redo the neurotransmitter tests and they're not any better. They don't feel any better. So I think there's a lot, I don't think it's great science. Nutrients are really good because you can assess to see which nutrients are there and you know what the cofactors are. And then functional tests are what I like the best. The organic acid test is a really good one for assessing functionally how those neurotransmitters are working. And the genetics tests are great to determine what the person's potential or capabilities might be and what the impairments might be. I'm not going to go through all this. You can go back and review it, but these are just some descriptions of the various pieces in the organic acid test that are related to your neurotransmitters, the VMA and HVA and hydroxyindoleacetic acid. So you can go back and review that in the presentation there. These are those. So here's the labs. You've seen this before, practitioner-only labs and direct access to the public labs where you can actually have some of these tests done. The amino acid tests and the organic acid tests are, for me, the ones that I rely on the most if I'm going to be doing tests. A lot of times you can work with people and get great results just by really listening to them, looking at their symptoms and their signs, doing some things, modifying, changing doses, and watching them move along. The brain chemistry testing labs, but I don't usually use those, organic acid and amino acid testing labs.